fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 725. It is 25 degrees here on a Friday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland studio line by Hank Osterhout. Hank is the director of Kansas Free for Arts, and we've got a concert schedule to run down here. Hank, good morning. How are you?
I am chilly this morning. How are you?
About the same. So the winter concert series is beginning tonight.
It is indeed concert day, and I'm always real fired up about this time of the morning.
So what has you fired up about either the concert tonight or really the series in general?
All of it, of course. I mean, this is our first concert back since 2019. The last series we had, look at my walls. I have my posters all over the place here. We had our winter concert series 2020, which only has two sets of signatures on it because we had to cancel, which would have been Friday, March 27th, Godzillionaire and Ebony Tusks at the Bourbon Cowboy. And, of course, there was a thing that happened in 2020 that prevented groups from gathering in places. And so I am real jazzed because, of course, I love concert day. So it's kind of a hectic day. This is our first in the series, and it's also our first doing a show at the Arts Council, so kind of a new venue, and that's going to be, it's always interesting to work in a new venue and kind of figure out the ins and outs of it, and you know, you plan so much, hoping that you've got all the bases covered, but you know, inevitably there's going to be something that we could have done more smoothly. So this is going to be kind of it's the real deal, but in some ways it's sort of a test run to see how it goes. But the other thing is, I always say, any day I get a concert's a good day. So, you know, that's kind of the long and short of it today.
All right. So who and where are we going to be gathering here this evening?
Aha. So who is everybody? We're all coming. The artists, our headlining artist is called Dance Monkey Dance. His name is Doug DeSherry. He is he used to be in a band called Ben Miller Band from Joplin, Missouri. He is also a music educator out there. He calls himself a trombone flunky, but he plays a little bit of everything. He plays guitar, trombone, percussion. He's a killer washboard player, for those of you keeping tabs. And he does this kind of loop station live recording thing. I don't know. It's quite a show. He played at Radius Brewing Company for Halfway Everywhere last year. He was our headliner. And, yeah, he really brings the heat. I'm hoping he plays Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher. It's probably my favorite version of that song that has been performed. And then opening for him is another fantastic one-man band. His name is John Depew. He is a Kansas singer-songwriter, and I would not be surprised if we would see him on some national charts in the coming years. He just has a killer voice. He is a monster picker, shredder. And his songwriting prowess is something to be praised. So it'll be a really good evening. This is all going down at the Emporia Arts Center, the Black Box Theater down there on the bottom floor. And there's still a little bit of time left, not a ton. I'd like, if anybody is considering doing the supporter package, which basically is you get reserved seating, you get in there an hour early. Doug's going to do kind of a Q&A where you can ask him about, you know, his musical journey and how he became Dance Monkey Dance. And you also get a meal. So I'm basically catering in a little bit of Union Street Social this evening. Nice. And, yeah, that's kind of the gist of that.
Well, getting it kicked off in the proper way at the Emporia Arts Center here this evening at the Black Box Theater. So what else is on the winter concert lineup, Hank?
Well, next month, February, we have Possessed by Paul James with one of my best friends, Filthy Frank. They will be at the top floor of the History Center. And, you know, we're going to try to, again, we're going to feel out how tonight goes. But for the most part, we're sticking to our format. It's free in all ages, just like everything we do, but then there's supporter passes, which of course are very crucial to the life of the organization. It's a way that community members who are able can help support the cause and continue to bring these concerts. You know, they're $75. They get you a meal, some drinks. Reserve seating is kind of the cool thing. Everything else is standing room only. So if you want a table that you can park your coat and your purse and all your concert going, you know, various sundry needs. And then we move to the Granada Theater in March. On March 4th, we have Making Movies, Weta Skirts, and Lotus Peyotis. And again, similar format there. You know, opens early. The doors for all of these, so far, again, unless I think the time frame is what we're going to be looking at. Right now, it's 6 o'clock is the supporter pass entry, and that's kind of an hour for dinner, Q&A, and then general admission starts at 7, show starting not too long after that. We have the Kansas City Bear Fighters and Cameron Keeling Music, the Runaway Train. That's coming up as our first show in April. That will be back at the Arts Council. We've got, what was my History Center show this year? Oh, no, we're not doing that one. I'm working with an act right now. I'm trying to confirm a date that I think everybody would be excited about. I'm going to leak it here now, but it's not official yet. Sometime in June, maybe the weekend of the DDO, we will have that one guy back. That one guy was one of our...
That one guy movies. Was amazing for Halfway to Everywhere a couple of years ago.
Thank you. I needed that review because I know that a lot of people saw him, but a lot of people didn't, and it's an interesting name. Like, yes, he is called That One Guy, and I suggest you all go Google him right now. He delivers. So we've got a really good variety coming through, and I'm really excited about everything happening.
So you mentioned the supporter passes. How much are they, Hank?
Okay, so we have, for just at face value, they're $75 a piece. However, you can become a member of Kansas Free for Arts. It's a recurring subscription of $10 a month, and that gets you discounts on all our stuff. So if you like what we're doing and you like these concerts and you want to save a little bit of coin, buy yourself a membership, and then they become $50 for the VIP pass. And again, they're supporter passes. We used to call them VIP. Same idea, but, you know, the supporter passes are really crucial in funding these shows. So you can find all of that information out on our website, which is ksfreeforarts.org, and there is a tab called Concert Tickets.
Outstanding. Really quickly, Hank, I know we're going to be running out of time, but updates on Halfway to Everywhere, updates on the Capital Campaign.
Well, Capital Campaign is going. You know, it's this being our first year and my first time executing this, it feels like it's slow going, but then I turn around and I look what we've accomplished and then it doesn't feel that way anymore. Halfway to Everywhere is coming along. Our May show is Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. He is at the Bourbon Cowboy. He is also going to be at Halfway to Everywhere, a headliner on the Root stage. Almost got my Bourbon Cowboy stage completely packed in, and it is just chugging along. So it's shaping up to be a banner year.
All right, Emporia Arts Center tonight. Hank, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Hank.
To talk to you as always.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You
too. That is Hank Osterhout, who is the director of Kansas Free for Arts, with us this morning on our primetime Newsmaker.
All right, and we're filling in next week's Newsmaker schedule, so we have Tuesday, Thursday, Friday open for now, but don't